And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. Somebody was trying to call, and then somebody else was trying to call just before I went on the air. If you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line open at 903-586-5257. That way we can kind of find out what the question is. Anyway, I was reading some documentation from EMTs in Orange County and Los Angeles County. There may not be in Los Angeles County, just wherever LA is. But they were saying that they were making twice as many runs for, you know, emergency calls to pick up people that had had vaccine problems as compared to people that had the COVID-19. Now, what does that tell you? If they're making twice as many emergency runs to take care of sick people from the side effects of a vaccine versus people that had the COVID-19, oh my goodness, you just do not know what you're in for. Folks, we really don't have any idea how bad this could play out, but there's always potential that it could play out very, very badly. Now, I'm hoping that's not the case. Now, what I thought about before I came on the air this morning, and I realize I'm giving you the same information over and over again from different angles, because at some point, you've got to take care of yourself. And so you're your best advocate. No one else is going to care for your body like you do. It doesn't matter if you're 10 years old, 6 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old, or 85 years old. It's up to you to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to be able to do that. Now, one of the articles that I was reading, I do not have it in front of me, but it's not that hard to quote from memory, and I'm just going to give you the short and sweet version, that when a human being has less than adequate zinc taking up its natural God-given space in the body, all I'm saying is if you're low in zinc, you are going to be most vulnerable to vaccine damage. You know what I mean by vaccine damage? I mean, you take an injection, and that's when your problems begin. I got a picture yesterday from a lady. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That way I can show you, just describe it to you. Okay. I'm looking at a picture of a woman's face and neck. Oh, my goodness. It is horrific. The red raised rashes and the whelps, they're without number. All this is just consequences of vaccine damage from a COVID vaccine. I realize this is a real conversation killer because I talk to people all the time. And man, do they hate to even consider for one moment that something that a person recommends could actually cause so much damage to their body. And they don't even want to know where the vaccine comes from, or how it's grown, or how it's tested. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. My name is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. I'm Dr. Morgan.
Thanks. I have a weird rash that popped up early February, and it's aggravated by cold and like excessive hand washing, digging in the dirt. We're farmers, so we like to dig in the dirt out here.
I've heard rumors that farmers do that. I don't know why they do it. What are y'all trying to do, plant something in the ground?
Yes. And I know it's just like a surface issue, and I'm wanting to like target the deeper issue, like what's going on actually. It's just a weird rash. It's on my thumb.
Wait a second. Did you just say you want to target the root issue? I'm thinking I like that. I think I can get along with you.
Oh goodness.
Well, what happened back in February? Did you have...
It was weird. It was right before that miserable cold happened, and I noticed there was a few bumps on my right thumb, and it was a bit itchy, and then it kind of spread to my left hand. And I've always had, like, some dry, cold weather eczema that pops up, like if I go to Colorado or in the wintertime sometimes. But then it just goes away. Well, this one's persisted, and it went to my right hand, kind of between the fingers, and then it has since, like, completely cleared up on everywhere except for my right thumb. And it just, like, dries out and just splits, and it's super itchy.
Do you by chance have any issues with cysts on your ovaries?
No, not that I know of.
Do you have any dark, coarse hairs that you have to pluck from locations where you don't want them?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Do you have any dark, coarse hairs, like a whisker on a man's chin?
I have, one.
Well,
pluck off my chin every couple months.
But what that means is it means you have a cyst on your ovary.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And the reason I'm going down that line of thinking is because usually the thumb has a representation of what takes place in the female pelvic area.
Interesting.
So, I know, I'm just trying to think it through.
Yeah.
So, do you crave salty foods?
Not crave, but I do love them.
Oh, so you were the one at the Mexican food restaurant that couldn't stop shaking salt all over their chips. Is that right?
Well, everyone does, because Mexican corn chips always mean salt.
Oh, it's not just you. It's everybody else, too.
Everybody else.
Is there any chance that you crave things that are sweet?
No, and again, it's like I love sweet things, but I don't have a craving. Now and then, I do kind of crave chocolate.
Okay, gotcha.
Typically, but...
Well, what I was getting after is, if you've got these bumps that showed up on your thumb, there's got to be a reason how we can make sense of it. Now, nothing that you've changed as far as detergent has changed anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're trying to get down to what the core of it is and what this means. Did you have, by chance, any infections that required the use of an antibiotic a month or so before this happened?
No.
Did you get any shots from a doctor?
No.
Did your husband give you a shot and you said, "What is that you're injecting into?" No, I'm joking. Can you think of anything that could have happened, like getting a cut or a scratch that could have gotten infected?
No, nothing. There was absolutely nothing. It popped up. I was like, "That's so strange." Like, I was thinking maybe poison ivy, even though it's wintertime. I was like,
you know what? That's not a bad idea right there. Because, I mean, there's poison ivy. That stuff can linger a long time.
Yeah, but... I've never had a problem with poison ivy before.
That does happen with people, though. Sometimes they can, like, I can roll around in it. As a matter of fact, I brought a bunch of poison ivy to the radio station. I'm sitting in it right now just to prove a point. I'm joking about that. But there are people, they do develop these reactions to poison ivy.
Okay.
Have you had any unusual stress in your life? Or maybe...
Yes.
Okay.
I have. So I kind of was wondering if that was possibly it. I was waiting for you to bring up that possibility.
No, I was waiting for you to bring up the possibility. I like it when people tell me what's going on.
Well, because that's kind of what I thought, but I wanted more of a professional diagnoser to kind of bring up that. Okay, that is a possibility.
Well, if you tell me that when you lie in bed at night and your mind starts racing and you start thinking and processing and...
Yeah, I don't have that at night. It's just there has been some...
recent stress?
some recent stress.
Wait, what's his name?
Very happily married.
That was just a joke. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Just some family relations, I think.
Those are particularly difficult and hard because you want to be able to get along, and when something doesn't work right, you're going, okay, how do we solve this issue? How do we get together? But that's a tough deal. Well, and the reason I'm saying that, and I may be out of place by saying this, but I don't think so. There is a hormone that your body produces called pregnenolone.
Okay.
It takes an incredible amount of energy and nutrition to make it. It's made mm-hmm. only in your ovaries. But when mm-hmm. you're under stress, your body goes, let me see, what should I do here? Should I actually start using all the pregnenolone to make progesterone and estrogen to grow a baby, or should I deal with this stress over here? So anytime mm-hmm. that you feel like you're uneasy on the inside and you're uncomfortable, well, that's what stress hormones do. But literally, mm-hmm. a pregnenolone steal means your body is sufficiently stressed where it stops producing female hormones just to deal with stress.
Okay.
And so it can even disrupt your menstrual cycle. So if you told me that you had exactly 28 days from one menstruation or ovulation to the next, I'd say that's mm-hmm. good. But when you start going longer than 28 days, I start thinking, hey, maybe there's a little bit of internal stress going on to where the yeah. body's being depleted of nutrients. And so I know I'm going back to the thumb here, but, you know, your skin is a living organ system.
Yeah.
And so you have a couple of organs inside. One is the liver, one is the kidneys. They continually keep your skin under 24-hour-a-day surveillance. And so what happens is the skin under stress begins to atrophy and weaken, which makes it most vulnerable to having stuff like poison ivy come up. Now, I'm mm-hmm. not recommending that you go pick poison ivy by hand today and throw it in a brush pile and burn it and then breathe it in. Don't do that. But we want to figure out what's at the root cause of this. But usually if it started on the right thumb, if you tell me the hair that you pluck off your chin every couple of 3 months is on the right side of the chin, then I would say that most likely there's a cyst on the right ovary.
Oh, that is so fascinating. Yeah, so, I think it's pretty central, but...
Pretty, okay. Well, anyway, it's just an idea. But
yeah.
what I was going to get to is the ovaries, they require an incredible amount of zinc, maybe compared to other parts okay. of the body. And mm-hmm. so a lot of time, and so I'm not trying to make a joke by saying this. I'm just telling you how it is. But quite often, zinc is known as the element of intelligence. So I'm not asking you... to make any comments about what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good one to keep in my back pocket.
Yeah, just keep it there. Just sit on it. but what happens is when we become exhausted mentally and emotionally, we start burning through yeah. our zinc at a faster rate. And so what you start seeing is things start cropping up. And the way that I would tie this together is there's a gland just under the breastbone or under your mm-hmm. sternum in the center of your chest. It's called the thymus gland.
Uh-huh.
And the thymus gland needs zinc to be able to do its job and function. I mean, it just does. And so as a person ages or as a woman ages, you give her enough stress over a long enough period of time, her body starts to break down.
Oh,
the period starts getting a little bit messed up, and the skin starts to get a little bit thinner than what it should be. I mean, I've seen skin so thin on a woman before that you could just see through it. It's
oh,
almost
my goodness.
Like it's translucent or transparent. I mean, I know you have too, because you can look through the back of a woman's, on the back of her hand, and you'll go,
mm-hmm.
oh,
yeah.
I think I can see your red blood cells going through your blood vessels right now, man. I mean, it's just that thin.
Yeah.
And so all these things, the body begins to break down, but I mean, you're just so, so smart the way that you got this thing, working so far, because you're trying to get to the root of it. So obviously, yeah. if you have, I mean, we got to consider poison ivy. I mean, because you're outside all the time, if you say that digging in the dirt kind of irritates
Yeah, but it was back in February, which I didn't have any contact with any sort of, like, questionable plants or roots or anything.
You mean when we had 40 feet of snow, you weren't digging and pulling? Okay.
Right, it was just prior to that, but yeah.
Okay, well, there's got to be more clues in here. Give me some yeah. more clues here. What else is going on?
Yeah, okay, well, I have two... little girls, I'm still breastfeeding one of them, but okay. I think my body could just be really stressed out, just
oh,
that
and, yeah.
mental stress.
And see, that's God's fail-safe system. Even if you're under stress, you're still going to make the highest quality breast milk of all time, and
yeah.
Those little girls are sucking it out of you. I don't mean that in a bad
one
way.
One of them, yeah.
You know, oh, one of them. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And so you're still trying to make high-quality breast milk, and so your zinc is just going right through you like a sieve.
Okay.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I had a question about the zinc, because for some reason I had heard not to take it while pregnant or something,
Excuse me? What was that comment? Somebody told you not to take it?
I don't even know where I picked that up.
That is just nuts. That couldn't be further from the truth. Exactly.
Or to be careful about your zinc intake or something.
But here's how I'm going to interpret be careful about the zinc intake. Make sure you get plenty of it. How about that? That's how I want you to be careful. And so the highest amount of zinc is going to come from either red meat or seafood.
Okay.
You know what a man told me this week? I was just listening to him talk, and he was saying, you know, Dr. Morgan, I can buy store-bought steaks that are, like, raised from a feedlot. They give them antibiotics and chemicals. But over here on this other side, I've actually tried grass-fed beef, and I've determined I like to taste grass-fed beef the best. And I'm going, really? Yeah. Yeah. Usually when somebody says that, I say to myself, duh. Yeah, and that's the way it should be, because one of them is going to be very, very nutrient dense.
Yeah.
And so if your name is Jimmy and you're out in the pasture right now and you're saying, where am I going to move these cows where they can get some fresh vegetation and flora and fauna to eat? I just think that's too cool. But grass-fed beef, that's going to be one of the best sources of zinc that I know of. Now,
Okay.
I'm only telling you this not to waste your time, but I saw this experiment where they took two glass aquariums. I think they were 50 gallons each. I'm just guessing. They could have been 52 and a half, but, you know, I'm pretty good at guessing. But in these aquariums, they put water from the ocean. And one of them, they put oysters in the bottom of the fish tank. And so what I want you to do is I want you to tell me which of those fish tanks became super, super clean, super, super quick. The ones with the oysters. It was incredible. And oysters historically are a great source of zinc. I'm not telling you to eat those, but I'm just telling you, when you eat seafood from the ocean, like if you tell me, Dr. Morgan, my husband loves me so much that he's going to go to Alaska right now and catch some halibut for me.
You know, he's listening right now. So.
Well, I'm trying to give him a good idea that you've got to get in your good graces. And so I'm thinking a fresh halibut fillet is the way to win your heart for at least the next week.
That sounds pretty close.
Well, and the thing of it is, if you could focus on eating the deep, cold ocean water fish and getting a... What he should do if he really loved you is he should run through the pasture with a spear and kill a buffalo or something like that, because that would be a great source of zinc.
The thing of it is, every system in your body becomes stronger. It works better
when you have zinc. It just does. Zinc is so critical for repairing the body. And so if the integrity of your skin is starting to break down. Now, I know this is just an experiment, so kind of cut me some slack here. I'm not God, far from it. But I can't figure things out sometimes long distance. But at the very least, those bumps that you have on your skin, I'd like you just to pack them in honey. And so if you could just take, like, butter up a big honking Band-Aid or bandage with honey and wrap it on there and see if that'll heal. If that doesn't do it, rub it in castor oil.
Okay.
I'm thinking if your husband says no to spearing a buffalo or no to Alaskan fishing, then he should start rubbing you down with castor oil to see what happens. I mean, what could go wrong, right?
Right, nothing.
I mean, what could happen is you could pick up a baby and you've got so much oil on your hands, the baby shoots through your grip and then he's going to catch it.
Back to the zinc. What do you recommend... like a supplement as well?
You're probably going to have to for at least a short near future, because most likely your body's depleted in zinc. And I realize I'm probably saying like a little bit much, but I think you get the gist of it. And so maybe some of the information that you've gotten from some source says you got to be really careful. Well, you already know how I'm going to say that. Yeah, you really have to be careful. Make sure you get plenty of it. But okay, I would say for the most part, when you get like a zinc chelate, or if you want to call it chelate,
I probably put chelate, but...
Well, I agree with you. I mean, when you say chelate, it makes you sound like you're super intelligent. When you say chelate, it sounds like you're from, you know, I'm joking. And so if you would do that, I would say somewhere between 20 and 30 milligrams. I'd probably err on the side of 30 milligrams a day. Should be really, really safe.
Okay.
And I just think that your cells are going to drink up the zinc and love it.
Okay.
The other thing that I would say, and I know this is an oversimplification, but your skin needs an incredible amount of iodine just to maintain its integrity. And so,
okay. So kelp?
You know what I read this week? It said they've got these purple sea urchins that have eaten 97% of the kelp forest off the coast of California.
Oh, interesting.
Well, wow. That ain't good. Kelp sounds like a winner to me. Yeah, how are you going to get kelp if the urchins have eaten all of it? That's a bummer.
Right.
But when you eat ocean food, you're getting zinc and you're getting iodine, as well as a plethora of other nutrients from the ocean. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen clear blue water that you just thought, I would totally go swimming and snorkeling in that water?
I have not yet, no.
Well, I'm fantasizing about that right now as we speak. I'm thinking I need to be in some clear blue ocean water.
I am too now.
Okay. And so if you'll start working on these, the other thing that I would tell you is probably the number one substance that depletes the body of nutrients is going to be sugar. And then okay. Well, I'm going to say processed dairy products. So I'm not trying to scold anyone here.
Sure.
But there's
yeah.
some people that when they consume dairy products from a cow, they just depletes them of zinc. I know that's not going to make logical sense, but that's my findings over the years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, I know you know this, but every human being that walks in my door is my personal guinea pig. I get to test anything and everything. So the other day I was telling a woman that was under just very severe amounts of stress. She said, I can't take it anymore. I said, we're going to do an experiment. She says, of course we are, and I'm going to do it, aren't I? And I said, yeah, you are. I said, what I want you to do is I want you to take a lipid-soluble form of vitamin B1. It's called benfotiamine, and report back to me. So she called me the next day, and she says, hey, I'm liking this experiment. I said, oh, really? Well, tell me all about it. She said, it's like I could deal with stress now. I'm going, okay, good experiment.
Nice.
And
wow.
So, and you know, when you tell me your things, mm-hmm. you've got a very, very important job right now. You sound like mm-hmm. you're just the greatest mom of all time. I love it. I think it's great. But you're trying to grow a little baby girl, and you're still nursing mm-hmm. and feeding her. So mm-hmm. making sure that your nutrition is really up there is just super, super important.
Okay. Yeah. Sugar is a weakness. Like, I do eat.
Well, and I'm not judging you because of that, but I'd say you might want to lay off the dairy products. The dairy
yeah.
products that I would tell you to run toward, which I'm almost positive you're going to say, thank you, Dr. Morgan, you're a genius as soon as I tell you this.
Ice cream.
No. If you want to tell me I'm a genius and before I tell you, that's fine too. But if you would prayerfully and thoughtfully consider the use of either dairy products that come from a goat or a sheep. So if you go to some place okay. like a Natural Grocer today or Sprouts mm-hmm. or Drug Emporium or the Granary, get mm-hmm. the sheep and the goat cheese and the yogurt. And if you would do those, yeah. tell me if you like the way they make you feel. I mean, do you like to eat cheese? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you like cheese?
Oh, absolutely. And I do really enjoy goat cheese, too.
Oh, man, you're awesome. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to decide what I want to talk about on the radio because there's like a million topics and you can go,
right.
It's all good. I just yeah. want to help educate and encourage people. But
yeah.
the long-term studies show that people that live absolutely the longest on Earth are people that eat cheese.
Oh, wow.
I'm not making that up. Now, I realize mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of people that are like total vegetarians that say, Dr. Morgan, that cannot be true. I'm going, okay, well, prove it to me. Show me where I'm wrong. But, you notice that people that tend to eat these cheeses from goat and from sheep, and even cow, they live a long time.
Wow,
now, I need you to understand, Velveeta is not really cheese.
Yeah, no,
you may not have heard that before.
Yeah,
this is the first time. When I was a boy growing up, we used to go to the food bank?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think anything of it. It was just like a normal way of life. You know, we would get butter and cheese. But I remember, I think that was my first exposure to Velveeta. I'm going, Mom,
it's margarine and Velveeta.
Yeah. I'm going, where's the real butter? No, I never said that because, you know, when you're a kid, you just kind of, you just don't ask those questions. I mean,
right.
I would love to tell you I was like a super intellectual when I was four, but probably not.
Yeah.
I couldn't spell Velveeta.
Exactly. Hey, just do you recommend us looking into this just on the ovary possibility and like how could we go about that? Or do you think it's more of a zinc issue?
I would, That's what I want to go with first. I really don't want to make this more complicated. I'm just going to say okay. We're living in a fallen world.
Yes.
And most of the food is just pure garbage and junk. And so if all you get from today is give up dairy products, lessen my intake of sugar, start supplementing with zinc, and eat real meat and real vegetables. And so you already know how I operate. I'm trying to slip in the idea, and I need people to be smart enough to figure it out on their own. Mm-hmm. Eat grass-fed beef. That's my hidden meaning behind all that. Don't eat the kind that's raised on antibiotics and chemicals.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say these things in such a way where people use their imagination and kind of figure it out. So
I'm thinking you need to buy a couple cows now.
You're thinking about buying some?
Yeah.
What color do you want?
Black.
Okay. I've heard that the rainbow colored and the red, white, and blue ones are all purchased, so those aren't available. And so, yeah, the black ones, that sounds like a winner.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, you need to be taking zinc. I'd have you give up dairy products and sugar as much as you can. And okay. I would just make the premium ingredients of food is what I want to give you. So if your husband says, let me go buy some strawberries and raspberries and cherries and pomegranates, say, it's about time. And then and just start eating real things that God has made and see if your health doesn't improve drastically.
Yeah, we eat lots of fruit and vegetables, but it is like more affordable stuff. It's not always organic or...
Well, and you just got to do the very best you can with what you got. I totally respect that. And so if you could just say, all right, we're going to cut out the grains, because those are the cheapest ingredients of all time, but they have the most phytic acid. They just deplete the body horribly of minerals.
Yes.
So I'd say, pancakes and waffles and bread and donuts, that's a way to suck the zinc out of you pretty quick.
Right, yeah. I do try to limit those anyway, yeah.
Good. You're a good mom.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you. You notice how I say you're a good mom? I always turn everything back to your ability to be a mother. So
yeah.
It's not just that you're a woman or just a wife. You're a wife, a mother, a daughter, a woman.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the family problems you're having are with your sister. Am I right about that? No, I'm joking. Don't answer that question.
No. It's definitely not my husband and my immediate family, yes.
Well, I know that. So anyway, work on these things and see if you can't really make that rash go away on your skin. But you can butter up a Band-Aid with honey and use castor oil.
Yeah, I'll try the honey and the zinc and seafood stuff.
That's right.
Thank you very much. You're really welcome. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay. I almost think this is kind of comical and funny. You may not, but I think it's hilarious. But listen to this right here. I got this from Nourishing Traditions, written by Sally Fallon with Mary Enig, Ph.D. Anyway, let me read this to you. This is a little test for you. It's called Know Your Ingredients. And on page, I don't even know what page it is, 281, it says, name this product. It's product number 13. Here's the ingredients. Water, corn syrup, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, mono and diglycerides soy protein, sodium stearoyl lactylate, dipotassium phosphate, polysorbate 60, sodium acid pyrophosphate. That sounds like something that would be in TNT. Salt. Actually, that's the only... Water and salt are the only two ingredients I recognize. Artificial flavor, colored with beta carotene. And then at the bottom it says see Appendix B for the answer. So that's where I'm turning right now. Okay, Roy, what is that product that they're talking about? Oh, it's a non-dairy breakfast creamer that somebody would put in their coffee, and it's 100% cholesterol free. Folks, I hear these stories all day long. There's no way that all those chemicals could be good for your body, not even a little bit. So don't use them. If you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. If you will, just call fresh and anew, and I'll get you right in. 903-586-5257. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Morgan?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I've got a question that sort of ties in with the young lady's question a minute ago.
You don't mean anything about nursing children, do you?
No, not that.
Didn't think so.
No.
I mean, you could have been asking on behalf of your daughter.
Well, that's true. I'm asking on behalf of a good friend of mine in Dallas, Texas. And he was up this down here this weekend, and he has got seed warts. And it was on his left hand. And he went to the doctor, and they wanted to burn it off and gave him no, and he did not want to do that. He wanted to get to the root cause of it and try to prevent that from happening. He said it's, and we looked at it, and it's a viral infection.
Totally.
Understand.
You're right. But, see, I like that, though. I like it when people are so curious they try to figure it out on their own. So you get a gold star in my book.
Well, thank you. My question is there anything that he can take that might help him from getting the seed warts and you know, listening to your program, I said, well, Dr. Morgan probably tell you to get castor oil and rub it on it, and which
that can't hurt at all. That would be good.
Right. But do you know of anything internally that he could take?
Let me just kind of make a couple of points here. Number one, when I'm convinced that when Adam and Eve were created, now I do not know how long Adam was in the garden all alone before Eve came on board. Do you?
Not exactly.
What would your best guess be? How long did Adam have to be completely alone before God took his rib and made her?
I would say at least a week or two.
Okay. I'm going to go with a week or two. That's good. You know what I was going to say? I wonder if he was alone for years before God did that. But, we don't have any way of knowing, do we?
That's right.
Anyway, so when Adam was born, I am convinced that he was born with his own God-given microbiome. And what I mean is he has all these bacteria that live on his skin. They're good. They're beneficial. He's covered in them. And he probably has more inside of him than he does on the outside of his body. And so my main point is when we have plenty of good beneficial bacteria, that's when the skin is very, very resilient against seed warts. I started to say seed ticks.
Right.
This is the time of year to get seed ticks.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, when the skin is very, very healthy and strong and radiant, then it can resist warts from growing. And so if I say this in reverse, his skin is not in the best possible condition because it's a very good place for viruses to grow. Now, I want to say this a little bit different way. When I say that you're born with your own natural microbiome, these are going to be all the different microbes and bacteria that are supposed to live on your skin, and they're supposed to live in your gut, and they keep you healthy. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
Well, on your show.
Okay. Well, then the other thing is, since a wart comes from a viral infection, I'm going to say that I believe that Adam was born or created of God. I shouldn't say born. I should have said created. That's more precise. Sorry about that. But Adam was created with a complete, fully functional virome. That means he literally has, just like he has billions and trillions of beneficial bacteria, he has probably trillions of beneficial viruses that are supposed to live inside of our body.
Okay.
Now, I'm not trying to be funny by saying this, but you've heard of a virus called Ebola, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're in the deep, dark Congo, and all of a sudden somebody, looks pretty bad and blood's coming out of their eyes or nose and they're coughing, you're thinking, this ain't going well. I better get out of Dodge right now, because that could be like the Ebola virus. I think the virus that has the highest death rate on the planet right now is called the Marburg virus. And it's been a while since I've read about it, but when I've read about it, I'm thinking, man, this is one scary virus, because basically the lungs just become liquefied and you drown in your own bloody liquid, and it's just, the death rate's just astronomical. I think it's like 90, I'm going to say 95. If I'm wrong, it can't be by many points at all. So if you come down with Marburg virus, you're a goner. That's just all the way it is. But now, these seed warts, I'm gonna make a statement. You tell me if you agree with it. His body is better off without these warts. Do you agree with that?
I would say so.
Okay, yes. Good. We agree. And the reason why I want you to agree with me is because we want to come to an idea like when you have chronic warts all over your body, this is just a burden and a drain and strain of your resources on your immune system. You're just better off without it. Just like, right. How's a person better off by having a chronic ear infection that never goes away or having pneumonia that never gets resolved? It's not. It's horrible. And so if his body is a good place for viruses to grow, then what I want to do is I want to give you three or four different ideas.
Okay.
Number one, if a human being tends to be depleted in the mineral called zinc, I'm sure you've never heard of zinc. I haven't mentioned that recently.
No, I haven't heard that.
So we're gonna start educating. But zinc becomes very, very deficient in some people when they have an allergy to dairy products. And if your friend is used to drinking a lot of milk or having milkshakes, or there's a very exotic dish that you can find at Walmart called Bluebell Cookies and Cream Ice Cream.
Right.
Might want to avoid
I've
that.
Had that.
You have
I
had
quit
that?
It.
Yeah.
I quit it.
Was there an arrest warrant out for you when you stole it? No, but if you will, just tell your buddy to stop consuming dairy products to see if these warts go away. But what I would do if it were me is I would look into supplementing, at least in the short term, in the mineral or the element zinc and iodine.
Okay.
And so let me say it this way. The white blood cells that are in the body that go after viruses, like lymphocytes, they carry about 40 times the amount of iodine in these little bitty packets, but that's chemical warfare. So let me say it a different way. If you were camping out in the wilderness, you might run by the hardware store or the sporting goods store and get a little bottle of iodine tablets to purify water, just for emergencies. And so when you're camping in the Sahara Desert and you say, man, we should have brought more water with us, what were we thinking? And you come across this desert oasis pool, before you drink that water, you may want to put that water in a jar and then drop an iodine tablet in it, because iodine kills viruses. And so a lot of times if a human being is low in iodine, this is when viral infections tend to really take over rather easily, because the body doesn't have its defenses. And so what should happen is these lymphocytes and other white blood cells like monocytes, they will actually release these little bitty packets of iodine that kind of kills viruses on contact.
Okay.
So always think that if a person has seed warts, then what we want is we want to probably supplement their diet with a little bit of zinc and iodine just to help them get well. Now,
the other
antiviral compounds, I am totally in love with the idea of telling him to get a juicer and running some carrots, which is going to have beta-carotene. And beta-carotene is sometimes known as provitamin A.
Okay.
Well, the reason why they call vitamin A is because it's the anti-infective vitamin.
Okay.
And so a lot of times if somebody has an infection, they just can't shake, you want to give them vitamin A. So if he were to run three carrots through a masticating juicer and one lemon, maybe to make it taste better, he might have to put an apple in there, which is fine by me. And then if you took a little chunk of fresh ginger root. By the way, I only had one person complain yesterday to my face, which is maybe a world record for me. And they said, Dr. Morgan, I almost died when I ran the ginger through the juicer. I thought I was taking liquid Drano down my throat. And I'm going, well, maybe you used too much ginger. What else am I going to tell them? I'm saying, real sorry I tried to save your life from the Ebola virus. But if you don't... When you start running like carrots and lemon and ginger through a juicer, this is one of the most powerful ways to bolster and strengthen the immune system.
Okay.
It really is.
Listen, that's one thing I'm going to tell him, and you don't have to expand on that for me because I do that.
Good. Do you stay healthy?
I didn't call you, but when I started that process a month ago or 2 to 4 weeks ago, you had it.
Yeah,
I've got a juicer, and I put a whole chunk of ginger on it.
Really? How big was it?
I burned my lips.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, it didn't burn them. But I tell you, I had to put lip ice on my lips.
You know what? I should have given full disclosure. I should have said, you know, it's a little bit hot. It's pretty spicy stuff.
Yeah, it is. But I softened it quite a bit.
Okay, good man.
But
you know what? And that's what ginger does. Ginger is very good at helping to kick out viruses and bacteria. Very excellent.
But I must say that I had a problem, a skin problem, and it's been corrected. Okay.
Oh, good job. Good job, man.
That's exactly what it. You've answered the question 100,000%.
Okay.
The other question I had for you, a quick question.
I'll make it fast.
I did the honey. I had honey, the raw unfiltered honey, and I put some garlic cloves in it.
Yeah,
and
to ferment.
It's fermenting, and it is doing it because it's building up gas.
Oh, yeah, and totally.
To the point that it nearly exploded on them. I didn't open it soon enough.
Well, I'm real sorry about the nuclear device going off in your kitchen.
But I am taking, I'm using the honey, but I'm eating is that a clove, what it is? A little clove.
Exactly.
And I'm very satisfied with. My question is, I leave it at room temperature. Should I refrigerate that or not?
No,
or,
room temperature.
In other words,
I guarantee you, when Pharaoh had a jar of honey fermented cloves of garlic for his food in the afterlife, it wasn't refrigerated at all.
Okay.
So you're good.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. One of the small jars that I fixed, I'm using it right now for the past 4 or 5 days. And I didn't know the others. I, you know, released the burp it or whatever you call
that. Yeah, burping.
Every now and then. But they're just sitting idle until I get ready to use them. It may be another a month. I don't know.
You know what? If it's 10 years from now, they're still going to be in perfect working order. They'll just be a little bit more fermented and better off for you.
Okay. Great.
I'm so proud of you. That's great.
Well, it's because of your program, let me tell you. And
I'm closely. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. By the way, which city do you call from?
Tyler.
Tyler. Is that like a large metropolis?
It is a smaller community from Jacksonville.
Okay, good deal. Hey, thanks. Thanks a bunch for your call, man.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay, if you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. I absolutely think that the best thing you could do is, if you don't feel well, ask the question, why? Why don't I feel good? What's not working right? If all you do is just respond, and I know I'm being very blunt when I say this, there is a profession called the pharmaceutical industry, if I can just say that, drug manufacturers. Do they make drugs that are good for us? Let me think. Okay, some probably are life-saving. I agree with that. But you know what they want? They want a customer for life. I don't know if you understand that or not. They don't just want you to purchase one bottle of aspirin, a one-time deal. No. They want return customers. And so when people become very, very sick and they have problems like heart disease and cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, arthritis, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic constipation, I started to say mental illness. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking anxiety, depression, and you can keep going down the list. Any symptoms that you could think of that are unpleasant, uncomfortable, they want a customer for life, okay? And that means every month you got to go back and get another prescription, or every few months. Now, I realize there's some exceptions to the rule here, like if you've had a damaged thyroid and you can't produce thyroid hormones, well, then you're going to have to take hormone replacement therapy. And I understand that. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, my doctor. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're...
Hello, you have reached KBJS 90.6.
I'm sorry I botched that one. I don't know how I did it wrong, but if you will call one more time, I'll get you right in. I'm thinking the man that just called, his name was Harry. I could be wrong. So 903-586-5257. Usually I push the button fast enough. I thought I pushed it after like one ring. Here's one ring. Okay, I'm going to see if I got it that time. Did I?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling back. I wasn't trying to be rude by hanging up on you, so I'm sorry.
You're never rude, doctor.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling today.
Hey, I just called to tell you I love you. You know who I am, and I know who you are. And just God bless you, doctor.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day. Every day with Jesus is a great day, period.
Well, you know what? I just want to ask you, tell me one thing you're going to do today.
Oh,
tell me one thing that's going to be fun and pleasurable for you.
Making my moringa stash green tea and my rose hip hibiscus tea.
Okay.
I mix them all together, seven of them. Is that cool or is that bad?
No, that's not bad at all. I mean, but do you like that?
Oh, I love it. I put a little lemon in. It's great.
How much lemon do you put?
About a half a lemon.
Do you put anything else in it to give it flavor?
No.
Just and straight lemon?
Just straight lemon. A lot of times I don't even put the lemon in it. I just
now,
make it like this.
Are you putting like seven individual bags that are already made and ready to go, just adding hot water?
In 10 ounces of water, yes.
That's it? 10 ounces? Wow.
That's it, yeah.
How long do you steep it for?
Probably sometimes 8 minutes, like it says, sometimes 15 minutes. Sometimes I let it sit till it gets cold, and then I squeeze the bag.
Is that because you go off and you're doing something else, and you come back and say, oh, that's right, my tea's ready?
Yeah, I did that yesterday, as a matter of fact. It was about 4 hours later.
You remembered 4 hours later, oh, I've got some tea waiting on me.
I hope it's still good. It tasted good.
Hey, you know what? Let me say this right here. Every time that you make one of these herbal tea mixtures, that is a vote that you love yourself and you're doing great self-care to make sure your body stays in good working order.
Well, it helps with blood pressure. That's why I'm doing it.
Which one of those do you think does the best for the blood pressure?
Hibiscus and dandelion.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? Would you believe me if I told you there's actually some medical research from Poland and Czechoslovakia? Which, if I'm not mistaken, your ancestry is Polish. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, did I miss? Sorry, I missed that one.
I think it's Irish. Two L's? Never mind.
No, you can't be Irish because Irish people have really fiery, hot tempers, and they're really,
yeah,
really...
You don't know me very well, then. You have been around me long enough.
Oh, I thought you were... Never mind. But the hibiscus, good job.
Yeah, I love it.
That's great. Way to go.
Dr. Morgan, I love you, and God bless your family.
Hey, thanks a bunch. I hope you have a great day, sir.
You too.
Keep up the good work.
Your family doing okay?
They're, as far as I know, they're doing great.
You better check on them.
I better check on them. I hope to find out soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
God bless our great country, too.
Yes, sir. God bless America.
And our ex-president. Take care.
Yes, he needs our prayers.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, if you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. If you want to call and ask me a question, the one study that I was looking at, it came directly from the country called India. Now, India, you may not know, but they have a few people living there. And they have successfully used hibiscus tea to positively influence the health of their people. I like it. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Okay, I wanted to bring up this rash that I have. I got it. It's similar to the other lady. I got it right around the 1st of February.
And it's on your thumb also?
No. It is on my... back, and I call it a rash, but I don't know if it's really a rash. It's a lot of spots came on my back, about an eighth to a fourth in the size, and they're red/purple, and it's over like 75% of my back. And then also I have it on my front, about 5% on my front, but it's different on the front. It's tiny pin mark, like purple little pin marks on my front, underneath the bra, right underneath the breast area, and then going up through to the chest area, and then also some on my sides down to my hips.
Well, what does your doctor say when you go?
Well, I did, anyway, I just, they ran blood and the blood came out okay.
What do you mean the blood came out okay?
All they did was run my blood.
No,
and they
that's impossible. I'm refusing to believe that.
Okay.
They may have told you that narrative, but that ain't reality. What does the blood say? Do you have a copy of the blood work?
I don't have it with me right now.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, I have copies of it. Yeah, I have copies of it.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to go back and look at the copies, and I want you to look at those ranges. And so, for example, there's a very simple test called a CBC with a differential.
Let me see, wait a minute. Here's something here.
Good. But it's going to give you a very precise reflection of what's going on with your immune system. So there's one called WBC. What is the WBC saying? That stands for white blood cell count.
Yeah, 5.3.
Okay, that's way low. Okay. I mean, study after study demonstrates that if somebody has a white blood cell count long-term below 5.7, most likely there's a chronic low-grade infection somewhere in the body. It's just a question of where's the infection? Because if your white blood cell count's 5.3, even though that's the lower end of normal, that still is a powerful clue that maybe something's not working right with your immune system.
Okay.
And so if you go down, there's one called SEGS. That's short for segmented neutrophils. They're called SEGs. What is that number?
What are you asking for now?
If you look under the one blood test that we were just talking about called a CBC with differential, they have one called the white blood cell count. And if you keep going down that list, probably about like eight places below that, it'll say SEG and then lymph. Because right now, I hear what you're saying, but I ain't going to spend any energy believing what they're saying. We might as well focus on the solution. So when you look at that white blood cell count, 5.3, just look under that. You don't have to change pages at all.
I don't see anything SEG.
Well, look for ones that are high or low and tell me what those are.
Oh, here's something that says high.
Oh, wait a second. High? Did you say high? I thought they said everything was okay. So which one's high?
Looks like MCV.
Okay, mean corpuscular volume. That tells me the size of your red blood cells is significantly larger than what it should be. And what that tells me is you've got a very significant B vitamin deficiency. And so what happens is when your mean corpuscular volume is elevated, that means you do not methylate well. Methylation is a very precise chemical process in the body by how your body detoxifies. So you're probably going to find yourself agreeing with me and not with them, because that ain't normal. You've already got two things that show that your body's in disrepair, and so what we got to do is we got to figure this out. And so if your mean corpuscular volume is above 95, actually I'd say if it's above 93, what is your number?
Let's see, back over here.
Well, stop looking at the other one. Just hit the one I'm on.
Let's see, 99.8.
Okay, that means you are not methylating. That means lots of debris is building up in your blood, and so maybe your blood's becoming a little bit dirty. Now, to go back to answer your question, when you got purple spots on your skin, something ain't working right with the spleen. The spleen is absolutely the largest filter of the immune system. So all these are clues. And so if you go just a little bit below the one called MCV, you're going to find one that says SEG or LYMPH, lymph. What are those?
Okay, they're up here higher up. Lymph, 27%, it looks like.
What is the one above that?
Hemoglobin, you're talking? 13.8.
Okay, well, obviously, here's the limitation of doing this on the radio. I can't see the lab test, but they told you everything was okay, correct?
Yeah, it looked good. That's their words.
All right, when they said it looked good, what does that mean to you when you see your MCV is high? I mean, does that raise like any red flags in your mind that maybe everything's not okay because you got something out of range?
Right, and I understand that what the way they say everything's good, it's not really mean. It means it's in within their range, and that doesn't really mean, because sometimes it could be on that lower level, so well, it means I don't understand. Yeah,
I don't understand why you're saying that though. Because they didn't explain it to you that way. They didn't say, now we got to tell you when we say everything's okay. I'm not trying to be difficult here. But
but I've just learned through listening to you. I've learned that.
I know, but you're talking about my interpretation. If you've got something that's high, that means you better wake up and pay attention to what your blood values are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so
when
your mean corpuscular volume is elevated, that means you cannot deliver oxygen efficiently to all the vital cells in your body. It also means you cannot pick up all the toxic metabolic waste from your cells and get rid of it. And so when you start seeing mean corpuscular volume elevated, this tells me there's a glitch somewhere within your immune system. And so your ability to make very high quality red blood cells and white blood cells in part is going to be based on what's called vitamin B12. That's what you got to have to rejuvenate and to repair your body.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of, can we get down to the nitty-gritty and figure out what the problem is? And so if you have these purple splotches on your back or purple, you know, spots, I'm thinking spleen. I know that's not as specific as you want, but your doctor obviously is telling you that everything's great and you're hunky-dory and this is all good and there's nothing wrong. Is that true?
True.
Then why do you have purple spots on your back?
Right, yeah. And it was real itchy at first, very, very super, super itchy. And then finally that went away, and then...
Well, if you will, tell me exactly how you want me to help you with the time that we have left.
Well, okay.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I'm assuming, you know, I need to make an appointment with you and get to the bottom of it and research it, et cetera.
Well, are you the least bit concerned by these purple spots that are coming
out? Oh, yes, that's why I called.
Okay. Well, so you went to the doctor and they said, no big deal, don't worry about it, right?
Well, they were testing for a lot of other things because of, you know, trying to see if it was COVID or all these other things, but it all came out negative. I mean, anyway, they want to do a follow-up, et cetera, you know, but...
Well, let me just kind of cut to the chase. Do you feel like $1 million?
No,
okay.
I don't.
All right.
Well, not even half a million.
All right. God has designed your body to tell you when things aren't working right. And
right.
So you showed up at the doctor and you say, I don't feel good. It's their job to pinpoint and figure out the reason why. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so tell me, what's wrong with you? You know your body really well. What's not working right? How don't you feel good right now?
Let me ask you, for right now, until I can get in to see you, do I need to put the honey on there and the?
I don't think that's going to address the root cause of your problem.
You don't think it's skin?
No.
You think it's deep spleen, etc. Kind of. Okay,
yeah,
so don't do anything for right now.
No, don't. No.
I mean, just eat the salmon and do the healthy things. I'm talking about until
yes,
I can get in.
Do all the healthy things you can.
Right.
And. I think you need to become very, very curious. Start reading all those values. Go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Read what it means when your mean corpuscular volume is elevated. But I'm just trying to prove a point. Just because they say this is normal and everything's okay,
right,
it doesn't make it so.
Right, yeah.
And so I don't know why they're choosing not to take good care of you. That boggles my mind.
Right. Now, I have been researching. I just haven't got into the blood part yet. I've been researching autoimmune.
Let me ask you this. When is the last time that you felt really, really good?
Oh, I can't really remember.
So, and this is what this tells me. You have not been in great working order for a long time.
Right.
And so I realize I'm your last-ditch effort to see you, just to take a quick look at your skin, but that's just not the way this works. What you want is you want somebody that's going to really dive into this and figure this out once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just need you to be very open and taking really, really good care of yourself.
Right.
But it's going to start with identifying what is not working right and what are we going to do to fix this. And we just got to be the most positive that we can be. How do we run toward improving you? So if it's been a long time, I mean, yeah, I can agree with you. I can say eat salmon and salad. But I think there's core issues that are going to have to be addressed at some point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the sooner we do that, the better. But
right.
I've enjoyed your phone call very much, and I wish you the very, very best.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.